Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scherr. The Gulf of Mexico was facing an ecological disaster after an oil rig exploded there Tuesday night. The large fire caused the rig to capsize and sink yesterday, and there were fears that up to 7,400 barrels of crude oil a day could be seeping into the water. We now know that at the moment, there does not appear to be any leakage, but joining us to help assess the environmental damage already is Robert Bryce, managing editor at Energy Tribune, an energy expert at the Manhattan Institute and author of Power Hungry, The Myths of Green Energy and the Real Fuels of the Future. Good morning and welcome to you.
Hi, thanks for having me, Lynn.
Robert, do we have any idea how bad the environmental impact could be from what we have seen already, knowing that it appears that nothing is leaking at the moment?
Well, there are a lot of unknowns right now. There's a news report this morning. ABC is reporting that that Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mary Landry has said that there's nothing emanating from the wellhead, that they've used remotely operated vehicles and sonar that appears to indicate that the well isn't leaking.
Right.
All of that said, it's not clear what the state of the diesel tanks that were on board the well. They were holding about 700,000 gallons of diesel fuel. It's not clear whether they burned up in the fire. In addition, it's not clear where the rig is in terms of the rig sank, but is it sitting atop the well itself? There are a lot of unknowns still.
And isn't there already a slick in the area that we're worried about?
Yes, the slick from the images that have been broadcast and so on, it's about 5 miles long. But the good news is that BP, and BP has had a world of problems with their industrial facilities, including the Texas City refinery, and they sure appear to be snake bit. But they're clearly worried. They have about 30 boats on site now already to try and contain the spill. So different from the Exxon Valdez, where everyone was caught off guard, here we've had several days a warning ahead of time, and they've deployed a lot of boats already.
And can you give me the sort of dummy version of how this works? The rig is, there's a hole drilled in the ocean floor, right?
Sure.
And the rig is on top of that. When it sinks, when it goes over, doesn't that mean that the oil will just come gushing out?
Well, perhaps. As I say, we have a lot of unknowns here. We don't know. The pipe that came out of the drill ship itself then goes straight down to the mud, the ocean floor, and then they send drill tubes or drill pipe then through the middle of that pipe.
Right.
Did the pipe bend and then just essentially crimp when the rig fell over? If so, then that could be the reason that there's no oil flowing now. This is because of the fire, because of all the other issues here. You have not only the questions about what the condition of the rig is, but then what's the wind direction, what's the water current looking like, et cetera. There's just a whole bunch of things we don't know.
Is there too much unknown for you to answer the question, can we be hopeful about this?
Well, right now I think the answer is yes.
We can be hopeful so that there could
yes.
be no more. Have we actually learned anything as a result of this explosion?
Well, yes, I think the short answer is that accidents happen, and that when it comes to offshore drilling, it's a very a risky business. There are a whole lot of risks, and this is just another example of how those risks can play out.
And certainly tragically risky for the 11 souls who have not yet been found. Robert Bryce, managing editor at Energy Tribune, thanks very much for helping us on this.